London is the global centre for K&R Insurance, but it has not always been a comfortable fit. Different countries have taken different approaches to dealing with the kidnapping of their nationals, and the UK, along with the US, has long been a leader of the so-called no concessions camp, officially refusing to negotiate with terrorists, pay ransom, or make concessions. In April 1986, Jennifer Guinness, the wife of banker and member of the Guinness brewing family, John Guinness, was kidnapped by a gang that demanded a ransom of £2 million. She was rescued in a police raid only 8 days after being abducted. But the fact that a K&R policy had been triggered and control risks were brought in to negotiate a possible ransom sparked outrage. Private security firms such as the ones called in on the Guinness kidnapping are operating at the very frontiers of official tolerance, a top police official announced. The Thatcher government charged that the insurance industry was fueling a global kidnapping epidemic, facilitating the payment of ransom and undermining the British no concessions policy. The logic of that policy is that paying ransom puts a target on the back of British citizens, increasing the risk of future kidnappings. It also puts money into the hands of terrorist organisations, which is used to finance their ongoing operations.